This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we've got one new member who's decided he's joining the Home Run Derby, and it is somebody from Philadelphia. We've got a lot of people that are not wanting to participate in this, but Alec Bohm has just said he will participate in the 2024 Home Run Derby.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was RJ Choppy saying, I'm going to step up here locally, I'm going to get over to the yard, and he's a wiffle ball monster. He know that about him. He's got an absolute dynamite bat. And so I thought maybe you were about to break the news that Gaylord Choppy himself was going to get there in the box.
And look, that's still open. We've only got two spots filled. Alec Bohm and, of course, Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles. Juan Soto said, sorry, not going to participate this year. How you feeling? Where's your Rangers opium right now? Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation, Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, and you. The Tolos are Turn It On, Leave It On listeners. The General Gavin Dawson back on Monday as he's having a phenomenal family vacation. Hopefully everybody had a very, very good July 4th. Sounds like you tore it up there with the food scene, the hot dogs, the burgers. We went out, did the pool deal with some friends. It was an outstanding afternoon. Eliza was hanging out in the pool. She was loving it.
First and Independence Day.
It was awesome, man. It really, really was. We got to dress her up in the red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
She was festive, and that's, I think, killer. She enjoyed it.
I heard
she was showing off her patriotism.
I heard she dominated the glizzies. She's her father's child.
She's well on her way.
I think she's
more of a Brock girl, though.
Was she, hey, kudos. Was she up late enough for the fireworks? Did she see any, and did she get scared? Because it wasn't until my kids were probably 2 years old that they were no longer scared of the sound and everything that involves the fireworks.
You know, it was one of those where I was considering, should we go check some out? But as soon as we got home from the day party, the good old Darty, I realized I can't do it like I used to, man. I was like ready to just go straight to bed.
I hear you.
So I don't think I even made it for the fireworks. So she certainly did not either.
What time do fireworks normally start?
Well, I would say once the sun goes down.
So it's after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's about 9:15 when they really start getting cranked up. After the show on Wednesday, we did the Roanoke one, and that was a grind. I mean, trying to park, trying to figure it out. You're doing a lot of walking. Yeah. You got the kids. They don't want to walk. You're carrying them. Kind of a disaster. Still was a good time, though. I'll tell you what. Confession. I've always been kind of like, hey, fireworks, you've seen them once. You've seen
it. Yeah, you used to poo-poo
times.
On the fireworks.
Hey, shout out to Brooks Eye Associates. Now with these LASIK eyeballs, see, in 2015, it was a completely different experience.
I love them. I've always, and like once a year, it's a blast. It's a lot of fun. Especially if you're able to kind of schedule it to some music, and you got the music playing, and it's timed right with the fireworks. It ends up being a hell of an event.
I'm with Chief on this one. Did it one year we went out to FC Dallas.
FC Dallas is a great job.
Okay. Heck of a show.
Okay, but we didn't go to the stadium. We went to a parking lot.
Yeah, just
like
hung.
Up the road. Yeah. Nice. Up the road a little bit. Nah.
You didn't like it?
No. I like the fireworks show.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the fact that there's like 1,000 other people thinking the same thing I am. Oh,
yes.
Just go up the road and you can hang out. You can park. And so, yeah, there's... The part about getting settled and parking and all that.
The traffic afterwards, too, is a nightmare. Like Kaboom Town, it sounds fun. I'd like to do it, but I don't know that I ever will again.
I just don't think it's when I'm, you know what? I've kind of gotten pretty good over the years of adjusting and knowing when the last bit of fireworks is going up.
So you can beat it?
Yeah. But that's my and here's Wolchuk looking right at me. Of course you're gonna leave early. Of course you're gonna leave the fireworks early.
Yeah, I mean you're gonna leave the finale is the best part.
Yeah. But you could also
right when Corey Seager is new, damn it.
About to win a game for you, you're gonna leave.
That thing's gonna haunt me forever.
You know what?
Well, it doesn't haunt you.
No, it haunts me.
He's the decision maker here. You were collateral damage.
What was the Rangers' record?
We feel bad for you.
Seriously.
Oh, they hadn't won a game.
No. The Rangers had not. They were like.
In that situation, they had not won.
0-61? Yeah. 0-62?
Yeah.
Okay. That was. The Rangers right now, are 3-38 in games where they're not leading after the seventh inning.
Well, I mean, I was feeling great the last time we were on the air to start the show. You know, you end up getting 7-0 game one against the Padres start July. I'm like, okay, here we go. I get home Wednesday night and I'm watching with my brother-in-law. Rangers are up 4-2. I'm like, oh, we are so back. Yeah. Next thing you know, they lose the game 6-4. Yesterday, they lose 3-1. Scherzer pitched pretty darn well. Wyatt Langford continues to be an absolute star. He is a bright spot.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer this thing goes, it's like, man, I know Evan Grant had an article that came out that was a little depressing last week. Like, the likelihood, the stats tell you the defending champions' run is over. They're not going to be able to do it. Statistically, there's no team ever that's been able to overcome where they are right now, a losing record this deep into the season, and be able to end up making a run at the World Series. But I'm just thinking, man, at some point this thing's got to turn around. But as Chris Young said with us, the time is now, and it just doesn't seem like as much hope and positivity as I'm trying to throw out there. It's like, no, there's always something.
Does it matter if you're sellers?
No, I don't think so.
Are you going to get anything back? I mean, maybe you will. Maybe you will.
Like a Kirby Yates, maybe a Max Scherzer. And these are all guys on one-year deals, too.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you're in a situation where you get something back, but not thinking you're going to get... If it's Kirby Yates or something like that that's actually done pretty well this year, maybe you get a little bit more for that. But I just... If you're a seller, I just kind of feel like you're not going to get value back. Am I wrong about this, guys?
It's hard. Well, because it's probably going to be a prospect, and we've seen it's so hard to know. Like, will that prospect?
I think it's harder in baseball to know when you trade for somebody whether they're going to be any good or not.
I think it absolutely is.
I think there's other sports where you could trade for a guy, and you're kind of like, man, this guy's going to help us in the future. And then now you're kind of like with baseball. I'm like,
How about the Rangers trading Cole Reagans last year?
Yeah, I
think we were at the time. We're all like, we get that's, it. Cole Reagans had his chance. And then now he's one of the better pitchers in all Major League Baseball.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. That's what I would, man, you brought up a great one right there but he wasn't doing very well here.
The change of scenery, I think, was the best thing for him.
Yeah. That's a shame.
It is.
Classe.
Yeah. Manuel Classe for, who was it? Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, and he did get suspended, but he's one of the best closers in all of baseball. It's so hard to assess.
But I'm talking about like prospects.
Yeah, the prospects, you never know. I mean, Luis Angel Acuna, who they ended up trading last year to the Mets, I don't think he's still come up and played yet.
Yeah.
So maybe he ends up being badass for them. Maybe he doesn't. You don't know. But this thing is, you're sitting at 39-48, almost 10 games under .500. Michael Lorenzen on the bump tonight. These are becoming must wins. You cannot continue to lose. You've got to find a way to snap out of this. But hey, at least Wyatt Langford continues to be an absolute badass offensively and defensively.
Okay, as we get to the halfway point, maybe we'll do another show with that in mind. What was if you could put your finger on one thing that went wrong, was it all the injuries?
I think the injuries played a factor into it.
Or is it just a lack of hitting?
I think it's both right there.
But we were pumping up.
I think the lack of hitting's been...
But that's like across Major League Baseball right now, which is really interesting. Like, the offensive numbers are just down, but absolutely from the Rangers' perspective, their pitching has been there. They just have had no consistent offense whatsoever. Like, Marcus Simeon's numbers are down.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel Lowe's numbers are down. Jonah Heim's numbers
are
down.
Corey Seager for what he's been.
Right. Adolis Garcia. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Josh Smith has stepped up,
right.
But you've just had no consistency one through nine. And that's really been a big, big problem.
I just was kind of sitting there. I've just felt like that they were in some series where they just did not score enough runs. Where last year it seemed like all they did was score runs. And you know, and then you had guys, your bullpen and your starting pitching was kind of pieced together. And all of a sudden some guys showed up. I mean, you know, you got some guys that pitched well, but it was kind of like, man, there's a lot of questions about this bullpen.
Yep.
A lot of questions about the starting pitching right now. And that, you know, they the hitting kind of maybe masked a little of that. right now, man, I think you're getting good enough pitching.
You are.
The hitting has just been.
I mean, Scherzer, if you said that was a winnable game yesterday.
If you say point the finger, I would say that it would be the hitting. The lack of.
Well, yesterday I open up the timeline, and everyone's freaking out because there's a picture of Dak Prescott in a walking boot. And yeah. I know immediately my guy Brian Broaddus is going to be digging to find out what's going on. My initial thought was like, we just saw him a week or two ago at the tight ends camp with Jake Ferguson throwing, and he looked fine. So I was not overly concerned. I mean, anytime you see the starting quarterback in a walking boot, it's like, I'm not going to say that there was no concern. Maybe you can throw a 5% out there, but you're 3 weeks away from your first practice in Oxnard. If he's got a walking boot there, then it would be an issue for me. But what did you find out, Brian Broaddus, our Cowboys source of record?
I asked. I mean, there were people that know. And listen, I'm doing my best to try and help everybody out there. Because when I saw it myself, when I saw it pop up, I went, okay, I got to find out what's going on here. And then you find out there's like, hey, listen, this, you know, it's nothing serious, nothing going on, nothing you're going to need to worry about. And so you put that out there, and then everybody's like, oh yeah, all this team does is BS you. You got lied to, brought us in. And you're like, okay, I'd ask somebody here that I've known for 14 years that would know what's going
on. Pretty reliable source.
I would say this guy's pretty reliable.
And I'd say one that I don't think has lied to us.
I think
he'll tell us if it's good or bad.
Not at all. He has told us when it's good and bad. And so, you know, you get it out there, but nobody trusts this front office anymore. That's what I learned. Yeah, you know, and hey, good for you. If you feel like that this organization has let you down and that's how you're going the path about it, I felt it yesterday.
Well, especially when it comes to injuries, because it's not just the Cowboys. We see it with the Rangers all the time. Yeah. I mean, all these teams are trying to
mask.
They want to hide as much information comes out about those injuries as possible.
Exactly. They're trying to keep this thing as low key as possible and make it seem like it's not a big deal. So I think across the board, I think that goes for all teams. But what exactly did you learn, though? What were you told?
Yeah, I was told that there's nothing to worry about.
Okay, so that's nothing to worry about.
No, there was some soreness in the ankle, and that's how they were treating it. We didn't get
for sure it's an ankle sprain, because I think the morning news reported that it was a sprain potentially.
Well, and some people are like Ian Rappaport, Todd Archer, foot. Is it ankle? Is it foot? Maybe it's just maybe it's sort of semantics there, but I don't know. It's definitely a little bit weird. When I first saw it, I'm thinking, okay, is this a picture from like 3 years ago?
Yeah, because we don't know when it was taken. And Cabo and the Cowboys have not seen eye to eye over the course of history here.
Right,
Go back to, the Romo before the Giants game. But our buddy Todd Archer did say, courtesy of ESPN today, that Dak is no longer in the walking boot. So
I was told,
he acknowledged he didn't know. It was unclear when that picture was taken.
Ankle soreness is what I was told.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I was told.
Ankle soreness.
So, I mean, again, I'm just trying to help you folks out there. If you don't, I understand. You're mad at the organization. You don't want to believe anything they're saying, and it's the same organization that told you Leighton Vander Esch, nothing was wrong with him.
I mean, but think about, like, ankle soreness. Like, that is weird. Like, you're just waking up and having ankle soreness. You're having that in July.
Well,
when you're running around in August in Oxnard, why would I expect something not to get sore again? If you're being sore in July,
I think this has to do, and I didn't dive into it completely with this guy, but I think it has something to do with his surgery that he had. I think this is something, the older you get, something he deals with.
Which I would believe 100%. And I think there's always going to be soreness, some type of soreness. You know, when you're playing sports and you're constantly like wearing and tearing on those joints and those muscles and the bones, like, he's going to have to just be playing through that probably the rest of his career.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of you that would feel better if you found out that every so often since he's had this injury, even when playing and starting over these last few years, he finds himself in a walking boot just because, or things flare up a little bit and he just needs to settle it down, whatever. That makes you feel better if this is the first we're discovering and this is something that's been going on since the injury, and we've clearly seen he's a more than capable quarterback since the injury, so this is fine. If this is a new thing and all of a sudden, for the first time since the injury, all of a sudden we're dealing with some soreness, or I don't know, then you'd probably be a little bit more concerned. But I think it is fair to have a lot of questions and a lot of what the heck is going on when you see your quarterback in a walking boot and everybody just wants to say it's sore. He woke up and his ankle was sore. Nobody wants to say how. Nobody wants to say why. No one wants to say, oh, this is always a thing. Maybe at the tight end camp, he rolled his ankle that he was at a week ago.
Hey, and that could happen. You know, I mean, you step wrong and maybe you do roll your ankle. I mean, I guess if we were to go out to Oxnard, we're on the tennis courts, and we still have an issue 3 weeks from now, then I'll perk up and be like, okay, we got a story here.
I'll buy everything you just said if we get out to Oxnard and he's walking around in a boot out there. Or he's not practicing.
I guess right now I'm not going to overreact to it yet.
No, yeah. If in 3 weeks' time we get to Oxnard and he's missing practices because of his ankle, then I'll buy everything you just said. That's me.
All right, shall we sports hodgepodge it?
Yeah, let's do that thing. And we have another sports take that probably needs to be critiqued next year in the nation.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get you to the G-Bag of the Day here as quickly as possible. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation, 214-333-3333, or go to truckwreck.com. And Joey Chestnut, what do you think he did? He did 5 minutes of hot dog eating yesterday at Fort Bliss. How many do you think he got down? Five minutes. The usual regulation, 10.
Minimum 50.
I'm going to say he did 48.
57 dogs in 5 minutes.
And he 57 raised. And 5. And I believe the winner at Nathan's in 10 did 58.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Did you watch any of it?
No, I saw the highlight of Mickey Sudo setting a female world record, but I paid no attention.
Right?
Yes, I paid no attention to the men's side.
It's to me, I thought it was far more competitive. Like I said, I just knew.
So you're a man of your word. I watched it for the first time in forever.
I watched it because I thought there was a chance that there was going to be controversy and there was going to be a miscount, and then all these. By the way, at 2:40 today, I got a game for you guys, and it has to do with competitive eating.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Brian goes, you're going to love Krusty's Corner.
Yeah, Krusty's Corner.
Okay. I'm ready to go. This is going to be a blast.
I've done some competitive eating research, and so, yeah, we're going to play a little true and false of competitive eating.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
How about that for a tease? Krusty's Corner coming up here in about 15 minutes. Yeah, Patrick Bertoletti. My Italian brother, 58 dogs in 10 minutes. Joey Jaws, 57 and 5. What an animal.
He's just that's what I'm saying, though.
Completely different breed. Yeah. Completely different breed. I didn't even realize, and we will get to Biggest L, Biggest Dub coming up in the next hour, but I didn't realize they did, and call me crazy. Did you know they did the Nathan's Lemonade Chug, too?
No, I had no idea until I saw Badlands Booker, 21 seconds. We had the one guy that was projectile vomiting.
That was hilarious, dude. Those clips of that dude.
Yeah.
That dude with
the crowd, bro. The crowd was giving them
Some of them, they want to be in the spray zone for that. Like, they're there to try and get puked on. It's weird,
that
right?
That is the weirdest.
I don't want to be there for that.
That has to be weirder than Mosh Pit Guy.
I don't man. Yeah.
To be like, I want to get spray zone puke guy,
or I want to get puked on.
I don't want to get puked on.
No, I mean, because you're a rational, normal, common sense wielding human being.
Or that Rage of Machine, cover band with the old lady. She gave him a whiz. Remember that?
Oh,
that's
you remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
Top of the line, right there, bro.
Holy crap! Yes.
That's fan love right there, bro.
That is just, I mean, it's absolutely foul. The idea that someone would say, I want to spend my July 4th getting puked on by a dude with a blonde mohawk. And you're right, the sound of the crowd watching him, and then, pukes everywhere. Oh, but a gallon chug of lemonade in 20 seconds or whatever.
God, the amount of sugar in there.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. Well, the box scores are always incredible after something like this. When you at how the box score of consumption.
Oh, yeah.
Are you about to bring that? Are you going to have that?
Oh, no.
Oh, hell yes.
The nutrition facts on that.
The Friday game will be, you guys are going to have to identify if this is true or false on eating. The eating, the number of, or the poundage of.
I mean, it's like lifetime's worth of sodium consumption.
On how many toes does Kobayashi have left?
Yeah.
Eric.
Oh, there's
true
no,
or false?
He's got all 10. There's no way he's got all 10. I believe Kobayashi, he's got no toes left before he's got all 10.
Goodness gracious.
So that was, oh, and Joey Jaws, by the way, raising over $100,000 for military families in the process. Yeah,
that's
yesterday.
Awesome.
So he continues.
He had 50 something hot dogs in 5 minutes.
Yeah, dude, 57.
I mean, he might have been on pace if he had it done the Nathans this year to break his own record.
Yeah, I wonder when it really starts to become super challenging for him in the midst of it.
Yeah,
you know, because he's obviously breezing through. Yeah. I mean, 57 dogs in 5 minutes. This dude is like, it's not even getting to a point where he's struggling.
Do they have what the second, what the military guy finished, or gal finished second? Oh, was there like
now, that's a good question. I do know that they had like 19,000 viewers on the YouTube watching him, like watching him live or whatever.
The soldiers ate a combined 49.
Okay, so it's combined.
Yeah.
All right.
So no one even stood a chance, which is to be.
I wonder how many soldiers they had.
That's crazy.
Was it like a group of?
Probably five dudes.
Five dudes.
I would guess five.
So they could have added more and. It wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Just wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, they would have needed like 10 dudes to probably stand a chance versus Joey. And he was probably just having a good time too, like not even taking this super seriously like he would the real competition.
So it was four Army soldiers.
Four?
At Fort Bliss, yeah.
They could have doubled that.
Damn.
Probably.
Yeah, they needed it. They needed six at minimum.
Yeah.
My gosh. That's incredible.
The thing about it is, though, it's funny. I was doing a podcast and guys with said he would like to see the Nathan's hot dog deal where they introduce the guy and then he takes his time. He breaks out like ketchup packets and
he's just eating them like one at a time, like pure enjoyment.
Yeah, he just like, you know, just puts the
ketchup. Urinating on the establishment. Just that like, is the Nathan's
they introduce
hot dog
the guy and he comes out and he's like, you know, waving and all that. And then he just breaks out the ketchup packets and puts it on.
Puts like
slow.
A bib. You know,
just real slow. Like
he's fine eating it with a fork and knife.
Yeah, it's great. I do got to give love to Swaggy Booties, though, on the Twitch. Made a great point about Dak and the walking booty. He was like, well, if he's hurt, get that $60 million a year, $80 million a year ready. If he wants that contract, that's kind of a good way to go about it.
He's going down the path.
Swaggy.
He's going down the path of like being hurt and getting the extension kind of a thing.
That is great, Swaggy. Yeah, nice call, dude. Call. Because the track record here for the Cowboys is if you get hurt, and the more catastrophic the injury, the better, you will get the fatty boom bop. Mm. That's what happened to Dak. That happened to Jalen Smith. That happened to Michael Gallup. That happened to Terrence Steele.
Diggs last year.
Just get hurt. Yeah. Well,
he got hurt afterwards. He got hurt after he got paid.
But in their minds, that made them feel even better about the contract they just gave him after seeing him go down that way. Congratulations to Angel Reese. Not a full-fledged congratulations yet because I don't think this has been solidified 100%, but like the most obvious endorsement deal ever. Angel Reese and Reese's Pieces.
Oh, dude.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
Hell together. Yes. I'm seeing
good
that
for her.
Her and Hershey's are in talks, and that's just, I mean, how have we not already done that? That should have been an NIL deal when she was in college.
Should've.
That should just be carrying over to the WNBA. Mm. But that will be fantastic. Reese's Pieces are wonderful.
Best.
That's the one seed for movie theater eating in my mind. Throw that into the popcorn. And now you're just really dominating the situation.
That's delicious.
And Horizon, dude. Isn't that the next movie on the list that we all need to go see is Horizon, the Kevin Costner Western?
Yeah, I don't know anyone that's gone to see it yet.
Is it up? Did it have a good weekend? Because I heard the first weekend it took some L's.
Oh, did it really?
I think it finished like fifth at the box office.
See, I've been around to see Kevin Costner, and he is not really good at those passion projects. Waterworld, he dumped a whole lot of money into Waterworld and he got crushed.
He got crushed.
This one right here, he stepped away from a fantastic series to as a passion project, and it looks like he's getting crushed. Mm. He even mortgaged a house to finance this here, bro.
Crap. Oh, dang, dude.
Yeah.
He's going to punt on Yellowstone to make a crappy movie. That's going to be disappointing.
Yeah.
Into the Pimp Cup we go for a Friday edition.
That you have to see this movie twice, right? There was
there's
one
part
release.
One and then part two releases in like 3 weeks or
something
like
so
that.
So if part one ain't running, part two is going to look crazy in the box office.
Bad.
Oh my God, Kevin Costner, I seen what you did with Waterworld, bro.
That was a terrible movie.
What are you, man?
Yeah, I pulled in $11 million and finished third this weekend.
Okay, it's climbing back up a little bit there.
Okay, it's inching closer and closer, but still, that's not good.
I mean, in comparison, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, in what? It's been out a month? Was it $10
million? See, boy. Is that karma for what he did to, what's old boy's wife?
Cal Ripken?
Is that karma?
Wait, did he do it to Cal? Oh, yeah, he did, allegedly.
One of those guys that look like him.
Yeah.
It's this doppelganger, basically. He slid up on old boy's wife. Hey, that man just unfocused out there on the field.
How long has that Eddie Murphy movie been out for? Axel?
It came out on the 3rd yesterday.
Oh, it came out yesterday?
Yeah, it came out yesterday. It came out on the 3rd.
I saw it on TV.
Day before yesterday.
So it's already out? Like, it's in the theater?
It went to Netflix first. It was a Netflix movie.
Okay, that's why I saw it.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, they brought back all the old dudes.
Yeah.
Paul Reiser and Judge Reinhold. They brought them all back.
You fired up?
I saw it.
Oh, you watched it?
I actually watched it last night.
I thought about watching it, too. Was it good?
I watched it last night. It's pretty good.
It's the same kind of angle.
It's nostalgic.
His daughter's a badass.
Yeah. Which you mean the real daughter that's in the movie?
The fake daughter. Yeah.
His real daughter's the one that arrested him when he first got arrested.
Oh, okay.
That's his real life daughter.
Okay, the two cops then. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. The girl that played his daughter, she's in a movie called Lola. That's a great movie. Lola's a good movie if you're into that type of vibes.
Yeah. All right, three texts that came in. I'm sorry, Lucius, about Horizon. None of them said it was good.
Damn, Kevin Costner.
That's upsetting.
Punting on Yellowstone for 3 hours of nonsense.
I hate to hear that, bro. I hate to hear that for you, man. Should have streamed it. All right, a Baltimore old head that says he will not move into the senior living facility because he has too much sauce. Is our winner of the G bag of the day so far. I do not know how many days it is because the schedule's been trained.
I think just one.
Okay, so this is day two right here?
Yeah.
All right, well, shout out to all the Tolos that have a little seasoning, got some experience. They've been around the block a few times. Is this you?
In the senior building, everybody got to be together. That. I'm not wearing no khakis. I'm be the only motherfucker in there, young G, with the young on and trying to turn them around. You know what I'm saying? You want to be young, you got to do what you got to do. But I ain't trying to be old.
Be
old as you feel. Right. I don't need no bag and a pill. You understand? When I get mine before you get yours, shame on you.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
Love it.
You got something nice to drive. You keep it nice just like a woman. You can get in my truck, you got to take your goddamn shoes off. You understand what I'm saying?
Shoes.
I'm a player. Jesus. Going out as a player.
You got to do what you got to do.
Going
with
out
the
as
shoes.
A player. Yeah. Going out as a player. I ain't wearing no damn khakis.
Yeah. Hey. Got my mojo working, baby. See here. Shout out to the holiday weekend because yesterday felt just like a Saturday, not a 4th of July. It just felt like a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It sure did.
Let's go to my Broadus.
Mm-hmm.
Broadus, come on up to the front of the congregation. We got a clip for you here, sir. Broadus gets fired up about grilled cheese hot dogs. Real fired up about grilled cheese hot dogs he's seen online.
I spent like 14 minutes watching this guy.
Grilled cheese hot dogs?
Grilled cheese hot dogs. The guy was, and this is what's psycho about it. He was doing it on a flat top.
Yeah, that's the same one.
He put the cheese on top, so he kind of packed it a little bit onto the hot dog in the bun. And then he put the cheese face down.
Ooh. Onto, to crisp it a little bit?
Yeah, he's... That's the grilled cheese, dumbass.
Shots fired.
That was a little harsh.
Wow.
That was a little harsh.
Dude.
An easy ride. He just has to sit down and do right.
That was a little harsh.
Nah, that was good.
I've thought about it plenty.
It's the grilled cheese, dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, call it out, man. Let's see. Let's go to another one right here. Texas Rangers first baseman and Gilly the Kid's white doppelganger, Nathaniel Lowe.
Dude, I can't unsee that now that you said that.
He looks just like him.
He does.
Looks just like
him. Wow.
$1 million worth of game host.
Yep.
Gilly the Kid looks just like our first baseman. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he does.
He nails Eric's troll question. Now, Y'all, did this happen before? Because I've never seen it since I've been here.
Sean McFarland got it.
The Rangers beat writer.
Okay.
Did get it like kind of before the season started a little bit. Like,
I must have been on vacation when it happened because I've never been sitting here nailed it.
But the players, I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is the first teammate player to actually just nail this thing. It's awesome. I have a 3-second clip of your podcast partner, Jared Sandler, giving some analysis about one of your teammates, okay? I want you to guess which teammate Jared is talking about here. Is that cool with you?
All right, let me have the clip. You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive. Is he talking about Wyatt?
Yes! Wow!
Nathaniel.
No hesitation, man. Nice he nailed
no
that.
Hezzy. No hezzy. That's a guy who Come knows on. His teammates. Yes. Nice work, dude.
Come on. Come on.
His laugh made that,
I
too.
I do love that laugh.
It's like he was like prepared. Like, you did a great job of explaining. Like, they.
Well, because I screwed up. You screwed up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and so like, now you took it upon yourself to come up with a really good.
I need to make sure that was happening. Yeah.
Detailed on that explanation.
Explain this to you like you're 5 years old here. Yeah. This is the game we're playing.
Dumbass.
I do love how we've all learned just once Lucius fires off the clip, it's just a layout. And just see how these guys take that in.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Okay. Some fan checks on here is upset about that. I'm going to get mine. You got to get yours vibe from the old school.
That's my favorite line in the whole thing. It was hilarious.
Somebody's mad about that. Oh. I feel you, dog. My man is mad. He is jealous of her little old rabbit. What is that noise in there? Is that... Get that rabbit out of here, I said. He doesn't like that.
Yeah.
He feels that is competition. You guys ever heard of the streamer named Neon?
Yes.
Okay.
Neon. Oh, he's like the... Is he like nerdy dude that...
Yeah. And he'll wear like a nice button-down shirt, and then he's wearing like basketball shorts.
Okay. You know? Okay.
He's a troll.
He is very much a troll. He tried to troll Nate Diaz at the Fight Presser.
Oh, and, no.
We all know Nate Diaz is not the one to play with, bro. No. He's not.
When you do get knocked out, are you going to retire?
Who said that? So I know who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that little bitch boy, you fucking little...
If you do. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to be watching. I'm excited to see both sides, but...
Both sides. I'm going to kick you in your fucking leg, my...
He said, when you get knocked
out. Hey, P.S., f*** you.
I have a lot of respect for everyone, man. It's just, I want to see a great fight.
F*** you.
Jeez.
He said, when you get knocked out.
It's little kids like this little bitch talking in this motherfucker that is like changing the times. Need your little ass whooped. I got little girls over here that'll f*** you up.
No, what? He's not lying.
He sounds punch drunk.
Way.
Be careful. He's got ears up here.
Well, and they tried to go after Neon afterwards.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He had to run.
My man was running and apologizing at the same time. Yeah. I'm sorry.
On live stream.
Running a 4-6. I'm sorry.
And I saw a video of him like sitting in his car afterwards. Like, I can't even go to the fight now, dude. Why did I do that?
He's hating himself.
Oh, yeah. Trying to run them numbers up, bro.
Dude, it's not worth it always, man.
Cloud chasing.
All right, let's vote on this bad boy. One-time champ.
These are all good, man.
Is it the Baltimore Boomer? Is it Broadus?
LA, the $1 million worth of game with Larry June dropped. It was dope. Yes, I love Larry June. Appreciate it, fam.
Broadus and the grilled cheese dumbass dogs. Is it our guy Nasty Nate Lowe knowing his guys, or is it
dumbass
versus Nate Diaz? This one's tough, man.
You sit down and shut up and eat.
It's the grilled cheese dumbass.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Nate, but this is a tough one for me. Lucius, what say you?
Ooh, let's see here. I'm going to go with Nathaniel Lowe. Nathaniel?
Yeah. All right.
Nathaniel.
2-0, Wolchuk.
Hello, Broadus.
All right, 2-1, Broadus.
Nate Lowe.
Nasty Nate Lowe, friend of the program.
Stop and messing around.
G-bag Nate.
Dumbass.
All right. We have a Krusty's Corner on a Friday. This has been set with high expectations.
There's a lot of expectations. Let's see if my guys can play a little true and false. We'll do that next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We got the NFL news of the day coming up on the other side. Cam Newton's been speaking. We'll get some audio from Cam. And then we got Biggest L, Biggest Dub coming up under an hour from now as we party on a G-Bag Nation Friday. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Dumbass, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, Wooly Boy. Appreciate that. Thank you to Reliant as well for being a part of this. Appreciate you guys as well. All right, man, I've given you guys a lot of grief about this hot dog eating contest thing.
You were.
Yeah, because you were excited to see the greatest.
You wanted to take Patrick Mahomes out of the NFL. Yeah.
Yep.
The greatest American.
Just watch everybody else play.
I wanted to watch a game of Andy Dalton. And
yeah, you did.
Yeah, dude. Let's... Andy Dalton versus Geno Smith. Yeah,
I just wanted a 16-12 game, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah. You wanted to watch a bunch of field goals and turnovers on downs.
I apologize to you guys for that.
It's all right.
All right.
We did get a puking lemonade guy.
Yeah, puking lemonade.
Hey, wait till you hear the sideline report, if you will, after this dude wins. It's the greatest interview you've ever heard.
Oh, Badlands Booker?
Yes.
Let's go.
All right. I did some research. We all know there's like a professional eating league, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they travel all over the country and having these different eating contests. And I didn't know how many there were. There are a ton. There are a ton of these
eating. Hold on.
Just anything you can think
of. It's like once a week we got a major league eating contest.
Yeah, a ton. You said there are a ton.
There's a ton of eating contests.
The athletes themselves.
And so I came up with a true or false game for you guys.
Sweet.
I'm excited, dude.
Speaking of sweet, all right, I'm going to read you off something. It's an actual event, and I need you guys to tell me if it's true what this person's consumed, or is it false what this person's consumed?
Okay.
Got that? We good?
Yeah.
Speaking of sweet, I'll start with you there, Wooly.
Okay.
The National Sweet Corn Eating Championship took place in West Palm Beach, Florida. Our girl Mickey Sudo won the event with 56 ears of corn in 12 minutes.
Ears
of corn.
So are these going to be like the full cob?
Full cob.
We're eating 56 cobs.
56 cobs in 12 minutes.
Wow.
Did in fact Nikki do that? Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true. I believe that she did. I mean, just seeing what she did at the hot dog eating contest, she can put them down.
How about you there, Chieftain? 56 ears of corn, Nikki, 12 minutes.
Man, the technique on this would be interesting. I've never seen one of these, like trying to, you just,
I'll say
like,
this,
you wind it.
If it's false, it's because you're underselling the number. She might have been able to do more.
You never know what I'm trying to do.
But I'll go true on this.
He's trying to ball sack us at every turn. Yeah. I'm just going to go false, just for the funsies of it.
Lucius, Mickey Sudo, she won an event, National Sweet Corn Eating Championships. She consumed 56 ears of corn in 12 minutes. True or false?
False, because I've never heard of sweet corn on the cob.
Damn it.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
Actually, that's true.
Damn!
Nikki consumed 56 ears of corn in 12 minutes.
Wow.
I thought sweet corn was the after process.
Oh, me. All right, here we go. I'm off to a good start, I think, here. In the 2024 inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship.
Wait, what did you say?
There was a specific word in there.
It was Uranus.
Is this a solar system bit?
Yep.
Uranus.
The 2024 inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship took place in St. Robert, Missouri.
Fudge Intergalactic Fudge Championship? Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff happening with this one, man.
We should have done a live remote show for that.
All right. This guy named James Webb. James Webb won the event by consuming 13.5 pounds of fudge in 8 minutes. Is that true or false?
Oh, my God.
I'll go to you, Lucius.
Oh, my God.
True.
Chieftain.
13 and a half pounds?
13 and a half pounds of fudge in 8 minutes. James Webb at the inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championships.
This whole thing sounds like a bit. You have made this up in its entirety.
I just love listening to him say it, though.
Yeah, yeah. One more time. What is this called?
It's called the inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship.
See, it's the inaugural because he's making this up. It's the first of its kind because this is a Brian Broaddus concoction. This is as false a statement as I've ever heard.
601, I pass by this Uranus Fudge place all the time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
817, I've been to Uranus Chocolate Factory.
I'm looking up Uranus Fudge.
I'm just wondering
right
the 13 and a half pounds. That's a ridiculous amount of fudge. I'm just going to go with true, and it's against my better judgment, but I'm going to stick with true.
Look at this. They have a great neon lit sign. Sideshow Museum, Fudge, Uranus Factory.
That is crazy.
Did everybody get their answers in?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm Lucian true? On this.
Yeah, I believe true.
True? Yeah. Is everybody true or
no,
false?
No, I'm false Eric's on false. It. I think you're ball sacking us.
James Webb won the event. 13 pounds. 5 ounces.
Dude,
so he did it.
He did it.
13 and a half pounds?
13 and a half pounds.
What?
In 8 minutes. That's true.
That's bigger. That's like, that's almost twice the size of like a newborn baby, dude.
Yeah.
Like
that still weighs more than Eliza does right now at 4 months old.
Okay. Yeah. He ate, wow, bro.
13 and a half.
13 and a half pounds of anything is insane.
That's nuts.
Wooly.
Yeah.
The world famous St. Elmo's Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championships.
I love shrimp cocktails.
This was at the Big Ten tailgate town. We did this. Mm-hmm. It's in Indianapolis, Indiana.
It's like the only thing they're known for.
Jeff Esper.
Yeah.
He ate 16 pounds of shrimp in 8 minutes. Jeff Esper at the world famous St. Elmo's Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship.
Okay, question about this. Are they peeling their own tails, do you know?
I think they're ready to munch.
Ready to munch. Okay.
16 pounds, 8 minutes.
I'll true that. That seems easier than 13 and a half pounds of fudge.
I know Esper's a real guy. He's competed in Nathan's, so I think I'm going to go true on that, too. I'm going to stick with the trues.
I feel like shrimp's one of those things that, like,
you can easily
just never get full on.
Just mow down on it.
It's like chips.
Lucius?
False.
Lucius is the only one saying false here, is he?
Yeah.
Lucius is wrong.
Oh, yeah! 16 pounds of shrimp.
Yeah. That's a lot of shrimp, bro.
Jeff Esper.
Got iodine poisoning.
Jeff Esper ate 16 pounds. And you've never been to the combine, right?
No.
Okay.
It's a bucket list item. Maybe
St. Elmo's has some big old shrimp.
They're known for it. Dude.
Yeah, they're known
for it. And their cocktail sauce has a little kick to it, right?
Yeah. Jeff Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, almost died eating it one time. We forgot to tell him how much horseradish it had in it. He literally fell out of his chair.
Like, oh, that, my goodness. Like his that
face,
bad.
It's, yeah, the horseradish hit him. His face went completely flush. And we're like, oh, my God, we just killed the owner of the Eagles.
Look like Will Smith on Hitch.
Yeah. When his eyes, like, clearing up. Yeah.
It's like the bad guy from Dumb and Dumber, and he falls over, and they put a bunch of those peppers in the sandwich or whatever.
Gosh.
Okay, the last one here.
My Elsa.
Last one here.
Yeah.
I'll go back to you, Chief.
Yep.
The World Slopper Eating Championships was held in Pueblo, Colorado.
Well, that's crazy. That is wild.
The World Slopper?
Eating competition.
Yeah, the World Slopper Eating Competition.
That is wild.
What the hell?
Slopper spelled S-L-O-P-P-E-R.
Thank you.
Slopper.
That is wild, bro.
Would you like to know what a slopper is?
Yeah, please.
I'm
going to guess it's a fish.
Sounds like a spring break Miami competition. Yeah,
bro. It's actually a burger.
Okay.
Served open face with green chili sauce and fries on top of it.
Right, okay. I got to look at this, man.
It's like a really
slopper burger.
Slopper. Burger. It's known in Pueblo, Colorado for this. All right, our guy James Webb's back in action here.
Damn, James, you're crushing the game.
James Webb had 28 of these in 8 minutes. Burger with the green chili sauce and the fries. He ate 28 of these in 8 minutes.
It was a slobber knocker.
Slobber knocker. Is that true or false, Chief? Did he eat 28 in 8 minutes?
I'm going to go false on that. I mean, I'm trying to find. There's some inconsistencies in the Google images of what this looks like, but I'm getting the idea of it.
Yeah.
and he had 8 minutes.
He ate 8 minutes. He ate 28 of these things.
Yeah, I'm going to go false on that. I'm going to go false on that.
Wooly?
This is going to be a tough one because it's, I don't know that you can do this by hand necessarily, but I'm going to just rock with true because so far it's been all correct.
How about you there, Lucius?
Fart.
Good answer, Lucius.
James Webb. Actually, it is false. He had 32 of them in eight minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he had 32?
It was even better.
That's still crazy.
What? I should only get half credit for that false because I thought it was still the under.
Oh, my gosh.
Punishing sloppers.
32 sloppers in 8 minutes.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was very educational, and I can't wait for more of that. Thank you very much. Krusty's Corner every day at 2:40-ish right here in the Nation. All right, let's do some NFL news of the day. The best dual threat quarterback of all time. Would you take Dak over these quarterbacks? And a headline you don't see every day. That's next on The Fan.
Guys can play a little true and false. We'll do that next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We got the NFL news of the day coming up on the other side. Cam Newton's been speaking. We'll get some audio from Cam. And then we got Biggest L, Biggest Dub coming up under an hour from now as we party on a G-Bag Nation Friday. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Dumbass, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, Wooly Boy. Appreciate that. Thank you to Reliant as well for being a part of this. Appreciate you guys as well. All right. Man, I've given you guys a lot of grief about this hot dog eating contest thing.
You were.
Yeah, because you were excited to see the greatest.
You wanted to take Patrick Mahomes out of the NFL.
Yeah. Yep.
The greatest and American.
Just watch everybody else play.
I wanted to watch a game of Andy Dalton and
yeah, you did.
Yeah, dude. What's Andy Dalton versus Geno Smith?
Yeah. I just wanted a 16-12 game, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah. You wanted to watch a bunch of field goals and turnovers on downs.
I apologize to you guys for that.
Okay, it's all right.
All right.
We did get a puking lemonade guy.
Yeah, puking lemonade.
Wait, wait till you hear the sideline report, if you will, after this dude wins. It's the greatest interview you've ever heard.
Oh, Badlands Booker?
Yes.
Let's go.
All right. I did some research. We all know there's like a professional eating league, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they travel all over the country and having these different eating contests. And I didn't know how many there were. There are a ton. There are a ton of these.
Hold on. Just anything you can think
of. It's like once a week we got a major league eating contest.
Yeah, a ton. You said there are a ton.
There's a ton. There's a ton of eating. Yeah. Ton of eating contests.
The athletes themselves.
And so I came up with a true or false game for you guys.
Sweet.
I'm excited, dude.
Speaking of sweet, all right, I'm going to read you off something. It's an actual event, and I need you guys to tell me if it's true what this person's consumed, or is it false what this person's consumed?
Okay.
Got that? We good?
Yeah.
Speaking of sweet, I'll start with you there, Wooly.
Okay.
The National Sweet Corn Eating Championship took place in West Palm Beach, Florida. Our girl Mickey Sudo won the event with 56 ears of corn in 12 minutes.
Ears
of corn.
So are these going to be like the full cob?
Full cob.
We're eating 56 cobs.
56 cobs, wow, in 12 minutes.
Wow.
Did, in fact, Nikki do that? Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true. I believe that she did. I mean, just seeing what she did at the hot dog eating contest, she can put them down.
How about you there, Chieftain? 56 ears of corn. Nikki, 12 minutes.
Man, the technique on this would be interesting. I've never seen one of these, like trying to, you just,
I'll say
like,
this.
You wind it.
If it's false, it's because you're underselling the number. She might have been able to do more.
You never know what I'm trying to do.
But here. I'll go true on this.
He's trying to ball sack us at every turn. Yeah. I'm just going to go false, just for the funsies of it.
Lucius, Mickey Sudo. She won an event, National Sweet Corn Eating Championships. She consumed 56 ears of corn in 12 minutes. True or false?
False, because I've never heard of sweet corn on the cob.
Damn it.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
Actually, that's true.
Damn!
Nikki consumed 56 ears of corn in 12 minutes.
Wow.
I thought sweet corn was the after process.
Oh, me. All right, here we go. I'm off to a good start, I think, here. In the 2024 inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship.
Wait, what did you say?
There was a specific word in there.
It was Uranus.
Is this a solar system bit?
Yep.
Uranus.
The 2024 inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship took place in St. Robert, Missouri.
Fudge Intergalactic Fudge Championship? Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff happening with this one, man.
We should have done a live remote show for that.
All right. This guy named James Webb. James Webb won the event by consuming 13.5 pounds of fudge in 8 minutes. Is that true or false?
Oh, my God.
I'll go to you, Lucius.
Oh, my God.
True.
Chieftain.
13.5 pounds?
13.5 pounds of fudge in 8 minutes. James Webb. At the inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship.
This whole thing sounds like a bit. You have made this up in its entirety.
I just love listening to him say it, though.
Yeah, yeah. One more time. What is this called?
It's called the inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship.
See, it's the inaugural because he's making this up. It's the first of its kind because this is a Brian Broaddus concoction. This is as false a statement as I've ever heard.
601, I pass by this Uranus fudge place all the time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
817, I've been to Uranus Chocolate Factory.
I'm looking up Uranus fudge.
I'm just wondering
right
the 13.5 pounds. That's a ridiculous amount of fudge. I'm just going to go with true, and it's against my better judgment, but I'm going to stick with true.
Look at this. They have a great neon lit sign. Sideshow Museum, Fudge, Uranus Factory.
That is crazy.
That's Did everybody crazy. Get their answers in?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm Lucius on this.
Well, yeah, I believe true.
True?
Yeah.
Is everybody true or
no,
false?
No, I'm false Eric's on false. It. I think you're ballsacking us.
James Webb won the event. 13 pounds. 5 ounces.
Dude, what
so he did
the
it.
Heck?
He did it. 13.5 pounds?
13.5 pounds.
So much fudge.
What?
In 8 minutes. That's true.
That's bigger. That's like, that's almost twice the size of like a newborn baby, dude.
Yeah.
Like
that still
a
weighs
giant...
more than Eliza does right now at 4 months old.
Okay. Yeah. He ate, wow, bro.
13.5.
13.5 pounds of anything is insane.
That's nuts.
Wooly.
Yeah.
The world famous St. Elmo's Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championships.
I love shrimp cocktails.
This was at the Big Ten tailgate town. We did this.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Indianapolis, Indiana.
It's like the only thing they're known for.
Jeff Esper.
Yeah.
He ate 16 pounds of shrimp in 8 minutes. Jeff Esper at the world famous St. Elmo's Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship.
Okay, question about this. Are they peeling their own tails, do you know?
I think they're ready to munch.
Ready to munch, okay.
16 pounds, 8 minutes.
I'll true that. That seems easier than 13.5 pounds of fudge.
I know Esper's a real guy. He's competed in Nathan's, so I think I'm going to go true on that, too. I'm going to stick with the trues.
I feel like shrimp's one of those things that, like,
you can easily
you can just never get full on.
Just mow down on
it's like
it.
Chips.
Lucius?
False.
Lucius is the only one saying false here, is he?
Yeah.
Lucius is wrong.
Oh, yeah! 16 pounds of shrimp.
Yeah. That's a lot of shrimp, bro.
Jeff Esper.
Got iodine poisoning.
Jeff Esper ate 16 pounds. And you've never been to the combine, right?
No.
Okay,
it's a bucket list item. Maybe
St. Elmo's has some big old shrimp.
They're known for it.
Yeah,
dude.
They're known
and their
for
cocktail sauce has a little kick to it, right?
Yeah, Jeff Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, almost died eating it one time. We forgot to tell him how much horseradish it had in it. He literally fell out of his chair,
like oh that. My
like
goodness,
he,
it's
his
that
face.
Bad.
It's yeah. The horseradish hit him. His face went completely flush, and we're like, "Oh my God, we just killed the owner of the Eagles."
Look like Will Smith on Hitch.
Yeah. When his eyes like clearing up. Yeah.
It's like the bad guy from Dumb and Dumber, and he falls over, and they put a bunch of those peppers in his sandwich or whatever.
Gosh.
Okay, the last one here.
My Elsa.
Last one here.
Yeah.
I'll go back to you, Chief.
Yep.
The World Slopper Eating Championships was held in Pueblo, Colorado.
Well, that's crazy. That is wild.
The World Slopper?
Eating competition.
Yeah, the World Slopper Eating Competition.
That is wild.
The hell?
Slopper spelled S-L-O-P-P-E-R.
Thank you.
Slopper.
That is wild, bro.
Would you like to know what a slopper is?
Yeah, please.
I'm
going to guess it's a fish.
Sounds like a spring break Miami competition. Yeah,
it's actually a burger.
Okay.
Served open face with green chili sauce and fries on top of it.
Okay. I got to look at this, man. It's like a slopper really burger.
Slopper. It's known in Pueblo, Colorado for this. All right, our guy James Webb's back in action here.
Damn, James, you're crushing the game.
James Webb had 28 of these in 8 minutes. Burger with the green chili sauce and the fries. He ate 28 of these in 8 minutes.
It was a slobber knocker.
Slobber knocker. Is that true or false, Chief? Did he eat 28 in 8 minutes?
I'm going to go false on that. I mean, I'm trying to find. There's some inconsistencies in the Google images of what this looks like, but I'm getting the idea of it.
Yeah.
And he had 8 minutes?
He ate 8 minutes. He ate 28 of these things.
Yeah, I'm going to go false on that.
Wooly?
This is going to be a tough one because it's, I don't know that you can do this by hand necessarily, but I'm going to just rock with true because so far it's been all correct.
How about you there, Lucius?
Fart.
Good answer, Lucius.
James Webb. Actually, it is false. He had 32 of them in 8 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. He had 32?
He's even better.
That's still crazy.
What?
I should only get half credit for that false because I thought it was still the under.
Oh, my gosh.
Just punishing sloppers.
32 sloppers in 8 minutes.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was very educational, and I can't wait for more of that. Thank you very much. Crusty's Corner every day at 2:40-ish right here in the nation. All right, let's do some NFL news of the day. The best dual threat quarterback of all time. Would you take Dak over these quarterbacks? And a headline you don't see every day. That's next on The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.